Philips Sample PF, the surgeon care today's date is 07-22, 2023, dictation is 4. Miss Ann Ruth Bryan. Bryan spells B-R-Y-A-N. Ann Ruth spells A-N-N space R-U-T-H. Date of birth is 09-12-1945. This is a 77-year-old female here with cough, nasal congestion, and fatigue. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 5 days. Came in today because it was getting worse. She said she experienced some diaphoresis about 2 days ago while at work and was using over-the-counter medications. She said her cough is productive of greenish white sputum. She denies a correction. Next review of system. Patient denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath. She stated that she has had these problems before, and whenever she gets like this, she will get a shot of Rocephin and dexamethasone, and she will feel better, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph.
Goodbye.
Keep
going. All right, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 134 over 84 over 89. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. Next paragraph, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period, no calf pain, / tenderness, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect, patient's mood is a little depressed, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is acute bronchitis, number two, acute cough, number three, nasal congestion, number four, fatigue. The patient and I had a lengthy discussion because of her age and medical history. Hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, and fatigue. She's fatigued today. She was advised to go to the emergency room for a better management of her symptoms. She indicated that she has had this before, and all she needs, she said, quote, all I need is the two shots and the medication, I will do better, close quote. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room, but she declined. So she was given the following injections. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 15-20 minutes. Afterwards, she was reevaluated and reports no side effects from the medication. Again, she was advised to go to the emergency room. She says she will wait a little while after she gets these medications, and if she doesn't feel better, she's going to go to the emergency room. End of dictation.